Joining me to talk about what businesses should consider when shopping for insurance is Jim Scammon, Executive VP of Granite Group Benefits. It's a Manchester firm that sells insurance to businesses. Jim, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
There was a survey by Covering New Hampshire and that found essentially there's a lot of confusion among business owners about what the Affordable Care Act requires them to do. Have you seen that confusion among your clients?
Yes, I think there is a low level of understanding. Certainly there's concern about what's required of employers at this point.
How this law impacts a business really depends on how many employees they have. Which of those groups will be affected most come 2015?
In 2015, the biggest impact is on the 100-plus because the employer mandate goes into effect on groups of that size.
And then in 2016, the same rules will ratchet down to businesses in that mid-level, that 50 to 99 employee level?
That's correct. The 50 to 99s were given another year.
Are you hearing from companies that are afraid to hire any new staff because they don't want to be over those thresholds?
What we've heard is employers who are aware of where they are. So we'll work with an employer that has 48 or 49 full-time equivalent employees, and they're aware of the fact that if they go up to 50 or 51, that they'll be subject to additional requirements under the law.
Are they doing anything to kind of skirt around that? Are they hiring more contractors? Are they just not hiring at all?
Certainly hiring contract employees is a way of working around that for a period of time. I'm not sure I'm ready to say that they're not hiring at all, but as part of the decision-making process to grow, they are keeping in mind that there are additional requirements on them if they do go over the thresholds.
Essentially, Jim, it seems like what we're looking at here is there's no one-size-fits-all. There's no one answer for all business.
I think that's right, Rick. What we've found is that how the law impacts an employer depends on their size, type of employee that they have, the wage level, whether or not they've offered benefits in the past. So we found it's a discussion employer by employer that's tremendously variable based on who they are.
Jim Scammon is Executive VP of Granite Group Benefits in Manchester. Jim, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.